With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, the numbers for President Trump continue to move upward. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
President Trump will begin the coming week with an approval rating of 51%, according to the latest Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll of likely U.S. voters. The survey released Friday also found 35% strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing. The president's approval rating has been climbing since reaching a low of 47% on April 8th through 10th. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Wicked spring weather turning deadly in Oklahoma. Police say two people near Oklahoma City died when floodwater swept away several vehicles, and another person died in a small town in Oklahoma when a tornado touched down. Now forecasters say more dangerous weather could be affecting several states throughout Sunday evening. Also, at SRNNews.com, former GOP California Congressman John Campbell says he's not surprised by Harvard's claim that the Trump administration's demands for deep changes amount to a violation of the school's First Amendment freedoms. He says liberals at schools like Harvard have a long history of claiming racism or free speech violations.
To defend the indefensible, and that is... That is, to me, that is what Harvard has done. The thing is that sort of phrase, that's been working for 10, 20, 30 years.
Harvard has rejected demands by the Trump administration that it eliminate DEI policies in hiring and that it screen international applicants who support terrorism or anti-Semitism. Campbell was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Well, America's parents talk about their kids and religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 42% of moms and dads with children under the age of 18 pray or read the Bible with them on a regular basis. 34% of parents say they send their youngsters to Sunday school or some other kind of religious education program. And 17% of American moms and dads have placed their kids in Christian schools or are homeschooling them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, a new study finds fewer women crossed state lines for abortions in 2024 than the previous year. One reason is likely the increased use of abortion pills. The number of abortions in states where they are legal increased by less than 1% last year, and the number of women crossing state lines to get them dropped by 9%. State-level numbers changed far more dramatically in places where bans took effect or were lifted. This is SRN News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accusing Russia of trying to create the impression of a ceasefire.
President Zelensky says Russian forces continued attacks despite Russian President Vladimir Putin's unilateral declaration of an Easter ceasefire. Mr. Zelensky reported on Sunday 59 shelling incidents, 5 assaults, and multiple drone strikes. He also reiterated Ukraine's offer to extend the truce for 30 days. But the Ukrainian leader stressed his country would respond based on real battlefield conditions.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Israeli probe into the killings of 15 Palestinian medics last month in Gaza by Israeli forces says it has found professional failures. Also, it has been learned now that those who were killed were all medics who worked for the Red Cross. More details at srnnews.com.